This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory. .com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, it has been a while. We haven't really done it that much here of late, but I decided I wanted to have some history lessons. So, today, joining us from I guess he's at home. I hope he's at home in Mississippi, is attorney at law, Stephen Stamblia. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill. How's it going?
It's going.
Good.
I wanted to talk to you because there were a couple things that I realized I didn't know, and I figured you would know, and I really want to, and plus, if with what you do know, then that means that as we're going along, I can also ask you questions as to how that happened.
Sure.
So, let's jump into, I had a conversation with a friend of mine who's sort of a libertarian bent. And he is of the mind that it would be easy peasy to confiscate guns in the United States because of what happened in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina. Besides the fact that a bunch of poor people couldn't get out of town, they couldn't evacuate, that, you know, they stayed out on their roofs for however many days they did, and then they had no services or anything else. And then they went in and they confiscated guns. How did that happen?
So, you know, I'm in Mississippi, went through Katrina back in 2005. Luckily, weren't really affected up in the Jackson area where I am. You know, power outage for a couple days a week, whatever, but nothing really bad. My understanding what happened in New Orleans is they brought in out-of-state police, law enforcement from various states, California, New Jersey, New York, you know, the other places that don't take a very nice view of their subjects or citizens, however you want to call them, keeping and bearing arms. So while it wasn't NOPD, as far as I can tell, and, you know, maybe one of your callers can correct me because I didn't really keep track of the story too much, that mostly the out-of-state people were the ones confiscating, going door to door after Mayor Ray Nagin gave the order to basically confiscate all the firearms in the city and that no one was going to be armed. But yeah, I mean, so that actually happened. And my understanding is just that it was out-of-staters, and I don't believe any NOPD or any other locals were involved in that. Like, of course, I could be wrong. I mean, I didn't really pay attention that much to the situation, but that's my recollection.
Well, now, anytime we have a natural disaster, a lot of jurisdictions respond to try to keep order. Have we ever seen anything like Hurricane Sandy? I mean, that hit New Jersey. That hit parts of New York. Did they go in there and do any sort of a sweep and confiscate operation for those things?
Not to my knowledge, they didn't. But the, as they call it, the Superstorm Sandy, you know, Katrina was a much, much different storm, and I'm trying not to be biased just because I live here and went through it, but
sure.
That hit as a Category 3, which really could have been a Category 5, except for the winds weren't strong enough, and just decimated not only the Mississippi Gulf Coast, but you've heard all about New Orleans when the levees breached and all of that other stuff. So I don't think that we've had an event quite like that since, you know, Camille and what was that, 69 or 68. And then, of course, we've had the tornadoes that hit Houston and completely flooded Houston and those areas down. But I don't recall any door-to-door gun confiscations in Houston. And we certainly don't have door-to-door gun confiscations in Mississippi. It won't turn out too well for them.
No, it won't. I would not. But I mean, so we you had people coming in from out of state. Out of jurisdiction. How is it that a law, do they get like special powers or something when they are in these moments of natural disaster?
You know, there's all kinds of different emergency declarations, proclamations, and different emergency powers that the governor has, or, you know, locals could have when they declare states of emergency. I've never had to look into it. I don't know. I've never looked into it, so I don't know exactly what powers they do have as to, you know, deputizing, and I say foreign, or just out-of-state law enforcement to come in and confiscate firearms or, quote, uphold the law or anything like that. I don't know what their authority is, but, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if they had some type of power to do that just because, you know, there's a lot of manpower is needed to deal with a lawless situation, and lots of Louisiana definitely was that. Parts of Mississippi was that as well.
So tell me this, who has the authority in a natural disaster like that to come in and make that kind of a sweeping declaration?
To give the order to confiscate, or to give the order that it's a yeah. That's a great question. I would think it would have to be the governor, but again, you know, I'm not licensed in Louisiana. I'm only licensed in Mississippi, and this has never come up to me before, to hear, but, you know, the governor is the one that declares the state of emergency, at least in Mississippi, as to whether or not, you know, local small town mayors like our Jackson mayor, could he declare it? I'm sure he has some limited authority to declare an emergency. But, you know, if it was truly an emergency, the state would come right behind him and declare, you know, a real emergency or an official emergency. So I'm not sure what the small potatoes people would be able to declare, definitely not superseding what the governor could declare.
Right. After they confiscated those weapons, we've only got a couple of minutes here, after they confiscated those weapons, did they ever give them back?
That's kind of an irritating point. They were supposed to give them back. I believe there was court action taken to return the firearms. And of course, after Katrina, where a lot of the evidence rooms flooded and a lot of the stuff got basically destroyed, rusted over. I don't know how many were returned or how many are outstanding, how many were lost, destroyed, you know, pocketed, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what the outcome of that was, but I believe there was a court case to return those firearms. I just didn't follow any of it.
Right. Okay. That has always interested me, but I got in a pitched battle about this. And it seems like that whole thing occurred in a moment when people were at their weakest, and somebody took gross advantage of the situation. That's the way it seemed to me anyway. But coming up on the first break, and when we get back, we'll continue on with the history lesson with the good counselor, find out what he's got going on, because he never, ever, ever rests. I mean, it took me two or three attempts just to get him on this time. I tried last week, he couldn't come. The other day, he was in class. You know, he's just out there just doing all this other stuff. And, you know, he doesn't even have a website for you to go and give him a like, but we'll be right back. My guest today is Attorney at Law Stephen Stambolia. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and
and release or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to Stephen Stambolia, attorney at law. What have you been into before we go into the next history lesson? What's been going on with you?
We are getting cases ready. We want to file against New York, Nassau County for violation of attempted enforcement of a law that has been declared unconstitutional already once, and they're still enforcing it. So we're getting spun up for that. And then, I think I'm going to go play in Illinois for a little bit. I haven't played in that sandbox yet. I got a good case up there where some people want to be able to carry firearms openly. So we're going to go play up there for a little bit.
What about your stun gun case where parts of New York got out there and said, well, that don't apply to us. That was over there on that other zip code. Whatever happened to those boys?
Yeah, that's Nassau County in New York. That's where we're going to play next immediately. I say immediately. It's not like it's going to happen tomorrow. These things take time. But that's the one where, you know, we won a Vittable v. Beach saying that stun guns and tasers were protected under the Second Amendment, and New York's ban on stun guns or electric arms in general was unconstitutional and violated the Second Amendment. That was in the Northern District of New York. And, of course, the Eastern District, the Eastern District, Nassau County being the Eastern District, said, yeah, well, that doesn't apply to us. And we're going to enforce the ban on electric weapons anyway. And
yeah.
I've got that in writing from them, which is just really stupid, but I've got it. And so I've got plaintiffs, and I've got a computer and a word processor and complaints already drafted. And we just have to dot some more I's, cross some more T's, and file away.
Yep. So what's going to be the outcome of that? I mean, that's already been decided. They're basically saying, well, that don't apply to us when.
Yeah.
I mean, the last time I heard about that happening, they wore like laurels around their head and they had chariot races and, you know, that kind of thing.
You know, it's just, it's funny to me. You know, let them say what they want. I mean, they're going to pay me when I win, and I like money. So, and I like to win on Second Amendment claims. So let them do whatever they want. I hope they fight it as hard as they can fight it. And, you know, it'll just be another victory for us. I don't know if you've known this. I don't think it's been published anywhere yet, but you know, the New York rifle case up in the Supreme Court, New York City finally filed a suggestion of mootness with the court, and that's basically to try to get the Supreme Court not to hear the case.
A suggestion of lewdness?
Mootness. Moot. Like,
oh, okay.
Moot. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Mootness. Okay.
Yeah, lewdness might be fun too, but no, this is mootness. And so they finally filed the right document. Previously, the Supreme Court had denied them to file just their letters asking them to moot the case. And so they filed it today and said, hey, we've given them everything they wanted. They didn't ask, the NRA, of course, didn't ask to, you know, challenge the carry law, you know, permitting or anything like that, or carrying openly or concealed. They just wanted to be able to transfer their weapons from their home to a range outside of New York City, or from their home in New York City to a home outside of New York City. And look, we've given them all of that relief. So there's nothing for the Supreme Court to do. And there's a really, really good chance that that's going to be granted and that case goes away, which for Mr. Young wouldn't be a bad thing, because Mr. Young has stayed in the Ninth Circuit still pending the Supreme Court in the New York rifle case.
Which I still don't understand how one equates to the other.
The New York rifle case, let's assume that the Supreme Court says no to the city and says, we're going to hear this case anyway.
Okay.
What is it? The Supreme Court doesn't give advisory opinion. Okay. They're not going to say, well, if this was in front of us and not moot, this is how we would rule. The Second Amendment applies outside the home, et cetera. And you can keep and bear arms openly or concealed. It's perfect either way, because that's not the question in front of them. The question is whether or not you can transport a permitted pistol in your car, unloaded and locked in a container that you don't have access to, from one home to another home outside of the city or to a firing range outside the city. To my knowledge, New York City is the only city that doesn't allow you to do that, but today they do. So I just don't see it having that big of an impact overall in the Second Amendment jurisprudence or the Second Amendment laws that we have, the case law that we have.
It just sort of seems like for me that the Supreme Court would look at this like, you guys are trying to wiggle out of this one, huh? We've already said we're going to take it. Well, you don't get to get out there and file nothing about no lewdness. What do you mean lewdness? And I know what I'm saying. But you get what I'm saying. Is it possible that the Supreme Court will be like, oh, okay, well, fine.
Yeah, no, it's that's the thing is there is a way for the court to retain jurisdiction over a case that's been mooted, and that's for the I guess the plaintiff in this case, the NRA, to say that, well, all of New York has to do as soon as this court grants their suggestion of mootness or their motion basically to dismiss the appeal is to change their law back. Nothing stops them from changing their law back. And then it's something called capable of repetition yet evading review. So if New York, for some reason, gets their wish and this case goes away, and then the day that the case goes away that night, they put the law back on the books. And they're doing it simply because, well, the Supreme Court doesn't have it anymore. And then the NRA has to go through all this rigmarole to get the case back up to the Supreme Court. It's probably not likely that New York City would do that because it would show extreme bad faith. And I don't think the Supreme Court would appreciate that kind of stuff. But, you know, I just think, like, just from what I've seen, that the Supreme Court's going to grant it. Now, the NRA has very good attorneys. Paul Clement's a very, very awesome attorney that's arguing on the NRA's behalf in the Supreme Court. And he's, you know, probably going to make the same argument that, you know, or say what I just said right now, is that this is, you know, capable of repetition yet evading review, and that's why the Supreme Court needs to rule on it.
Right.
But there's just really nothing for the Supreme Court to do. What are they going to say? Yep, you should be able to do this. And the city's going to say, well, we're already letting them do this.
Yeah, well, but if the Supreme Court were to take it and rule on it, then the city couldn't go back and change it.
That's right. That's right. But, you know, it would at that point, it would tend to sound like an advisory opinion.
Yeah.
You know,
hang on for me. Yeah, hang on for me. We'll be right back talking to Stephen Sambalea. This is Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House on Monday, President Trump has a message for Iran.
If they want to make a deal, it's frankly getting harder for me to want to make a deal with Iran because they behave very badly. They're saying bad things, and I'll tell you, it could go either way very easily, very easily. And I'm okay either way it goes.
The president also says Iran is lying in its claim that they arrested 17 Americans who were part of a CIA spy ring. Now, one of the other things on the Trump administration's mind is Special Counsel Robert Mueller testifying before Congress on Wednesday. White House advisor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, tells Fox News She believes it's a huge waste of money.
They work for you. This is your money. You already paid for the Mueller report and the Mueller investigation. Now they want Bob Mueller. They want to drag him before Congress and have him read out loud.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
They are the home of the binary trigger, the home of the Reformation line, and the home of Providence. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking with Stephen Stambolia, attorney at law. You know, I forgot the first thing I wanted to talk about. Do you remember what I wanted to talk about? I don't either. We'll make it up as we go. Don't worry about that. We'll make it up as we go. Are we going to see, you think, a wrongful death suit come out of red flag orders at some point?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people, you know, cops get sued all the time for doing all kinds of different things. So I can absolutely see the family of someone who, you know, the estate of someone who's been shot by a red flag order suing the police. The judges are going to be immune, unfortunately, for issuing these orders. But yeah, absolutely, I see the police getting drug into this when they probably shouldn't be. So yeah, absolutely.
Would this be one of these cases where? I look at what happened with the Bundy Ranch, right? And if I were to see one jurisdiction that started, that had these, for example, like Maryland, they've already had one guy get shot and killed because he didn't like what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
If we started seeing a bunch of people being killed for committing no crime other than being turned in on the red flag order, which is, I mean, how dubious is that whole process to you?
I think it goes against what we as Americans should stand for, and that's one of the things is due process of law. We can't, as Trump suggests, take the guns first and then have due process later. You know, when you're, let's say you're arrested for a crime and you're charged with it, you're not automatically convicted. All of your rights are not stripped away from you. So, you know, without going through court, being convicted and all that jazz. So, you know, without having some type of pre-deprivation process, you know, basically, you know, some type of hearing, it just seems wrong to come and immediately disarm someone based off of, you know, a tip or something sketchy. I'll tell you the short story. I wasn't involved in it, but it was forwarded to me, and I confirmed it with the attorney that was there. An attorney went to a continuing legal education class, and as Mississippi attorneys, we had to take 12 hours of class each year. That's what I was doing Monday and Tuesday of last week. But the Adam Kilgore, who is our chief counsel at the Mississippi Bar, or some high up there, was saying he went over the scenario of some guy getting fired from work, wasn't a threat, but he knew the people at the work knew he had guns at home. And they're saying, do you have a responsibility as an attorney to basically red flag him? And from what I understand from this lady attorney that was there, half of the attorneys said they would absolutely turn him in as a threat, even though he said nothing. He wasn't rude during the firing or anything. It was just they knew he had guns and he was fired. And that was the end of the little story. And half of the attorneys out of the room, and there's probably, you know, 20 or 30 attorneys there, half of them would red flag you. And that right there scares the bejesus out of me because, you know, what are we going off of here? Something that happened to you and just knowing that you have guns?
Right.
And if I'm going to go to Home Depot later, if for some reason, you know, I get pulled over and they say, well, you're getting a ticket. Well, you have guns too. So, you know, we're going to red flag you because you're probably mad that you got a ticket and therefore going to do something crazy. I mean, you know, the stories write themselves literally and anything can happen. But that actually happened in Mississippi, which just astonishes me that we have such pansy attorneys down here.
Well, let me ask you another question. What if it goes the other way? What if they go out there and they play this game, which is really just meant to put other people on the prohibited persons list? What if they go out there and they take the guns from somebody that they designate a possible threat, and then they find out who put that order out on them, and they go and beat them to death with one of those old heavy glass ashtrays. They don't shoot them. They don't shoot them. But, I mean, this is my thought. If you are a danger to where you can't have guns, shouldn't you be locked up?
Well, I've always said, you know, if I can't trust you with the gun or if the government can't trust you with the gun, then you should be locked up. And that's a conversation David Kodry and I've had many times. So yeah, I mean, if you're so bad that you can't have a gun in your home, and we're not talking just carrying, we're just talking guns in your home.
Yeah, then just possessing a gun that you own.
You should not be at home. I mean, you shouldn't be free. I mean, if you're that dangerous, you know, well, are they going to take all your knives away? Are they going to take your car away? Are they going to take your gasoline cans away, your matches, your lighters? I mean, well, where does it end if it's, you know, here it's guns, right? In England, it's knives. You know, you can't have pointy knives. They have bins for you to, you know, save a life, turn in your knife. Save a life, turn in your knife. I mean, what kind of idiot?
That's an amnesty period. That's an amnesty period,
yeah. It's stupid. It's dumb. You know, it hasn't stopped stabbings there. They have a lot of acid attacks there. You know, maybe they should have like little acid turn in stations where you can turn in your acid so you don't accidentally throw it at somebody. I mean, it's really dumb, and it really is. It's limited only to your imagination, Bill.
True, and I mean that's always been the case, though, when it comes to any sort of violence. Violence is a game of imagination, and it's one of those things where it's when it's applied The danger is never, it's never, the actual weapon is what's between that person's ears.
That's right.
It's not the tool that they're using.
Yeah, because you can use anything.
I mean,
and I could use my truck. You know, I could use a knife. I could use anything that I want, or a bow and arrow. I mean, are they going to come and, you know, take people's guns and their bows and arrows too, or a short spear or something? I don't know. It's really, really dumb.
Seems like a post hole digger would be a good tool for that too.
Yeah, there
sort
you
of,
go.
Sort of ponderous, but you know, it'd work.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really given any serious thought to it. Maybe I should start thinking more about it. But you know, this is like you said. You know, it's whatever is my imagination, whatever I come up with in my head. You know, that's what they're going to take away from me as a, you know, an access to my weapons.
Well, but I mean, if they're out there and they're going to do away with due process, do you think a case could be made that you left a dangerous person out there knowing? You said he was so dangerous he couldn't have guns, and he turned up and killed my client's wife. Do you think that you think we'll see one of those?
No, I mean, you'll see one of those, but the cops are going to have immunity or qualified immunity, and that case is going to get stopped really, really fast. I mean, the Supreme Court's already ruled that
you know
that there's no duty to protect you.
Right.
So, I mean, it's tough. I mean, let's take the New Jersey lady.
Well, let's do this.
Sure.
We're coming up on the next break. I do want to talk. We can talk about Carol Bowne all you want to, but I've got another question regarding that. But
sure.
Stephen Stambolia, he's out there. He's still arguing the Young case. He's still watching all these other cases going. Plus, he's got the New York police getting out there saying, we're impervious to your legal machinations. Well, he's still out there fighting the fight. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Before you expanded your business, before you shipped that 1,000th order, before you shipped that first order, you printed that new business pitch. Staples has everything your business needs to get you from here to there. Right now, get $25 off when you buy 2 HP toner cartridges and free overnight delivery on HP toner when you order online at staples.com. Staples, here we get you there.
And 72719. Restrictions may apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. See store or staples.com/toner savings for details.
Before you expanded your business, before you shipped that 1,000th order, before you shipped that first order, you printed that new business pitch. Staples has everything your business needs to get you from here to there. Right now, get $25 off when you buy 2 HP toner cartridges and free overnight delivery on HP toner when you order online at staples.com. Staples, here we get you there.
And 72719. Restrictions may apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. See store or staples.com/toner savings for details.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory. .com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I'm talking to Stephen Stambalia. We're talking about, right now we were talking about red flag laws. When I was asking you about a wrongful death suit, can in the case of Maryland, because the cops of Maryland didn't make the red flag laws, the legislature, the General Assembly, whatever they call themselves, they're the ones that made the red flag laws. Could somebody roll in and say, I'm suing you, Maryland, for the death of my loved one? Is that even a thing? Can people sue legislatures, states, cities?
Your question is multi-part. So the legislature, no. The state, yes, but they're going to have sovereign immunity, 11th Amendment, sovereign immunity.
Right.
It basically falls down to the department and the police that would be sued under different theories trying to get around their either straight-up immunity or qualified immunity, which means maybe they did something bad, but they're immune from it. And, you know, sorry this happened, but go away.
Well,
so, I mean, there's, yeah.
Isn't that going to, I mean, if that happens enough times, isn't that going to set up a Bundy Ranch type situation somewhere, you think?
We're not really that far off from another Bundy Ranch situation. I mean, that right there was not necessarily unprecedented in American history. And
right.
As you know, we repeat our history continually. So I have no doubt that it's going to happen again. You never know when and where or what little spark will kick it off, but, you know, it's going to happen again, and, you know, that's just it. It's just, I don't really have anything else to add except, you know, it's going to happen again. We know it will.
I'm waiting to see if Antifa decides to get out of Portland. What were you about to ask me?
Well, I was just saying, you know, go back to the whether or not your libertarian friend thinks that it would be as easy as New Orleans now, and I know we discussed this earlier, but it, you know, total civilian disarmament is not going to go the way that the legislators, congresspeople, whatever, think that it's going to go. And, you know, you used the example of Afghanistan earlier when we talked. And, I mean, how long have we been there? And, you know, they're saying, well, no one can fight against the army because they have tanks and aircraft and drones. But look how long this war has, you know, droned on.
We would have those in day one. In day one, the guerrilla faction of the United States would have those. Because sure. Parts of the army are going to desert. Parts of law enforcement are going to come over to our side. They're not going to be all that wild to be going out there. Well, you know, I joined the army to fight and protect the country. I didn't think I was going to be attacking Orange County, California.
Yeah, I mean, sure. And you know, it's like they look at us poor states down here. And, you know, we're much more represented in the military than states such as New York and California.
Right.
You know, some of the commie states. So I don't have any doubt that if your libertarian friend thinks that it's going to be as easy as, you know, out of state cops or even New Orleans cops or whoever going door to door and confiscating and people just being okay with it, when, like you brought up the Bundy Ranch, they wanted to get the cows and people lost their minds. And you know, yeah, it's not going to be as easy as your friend suggests. I mean, let's look at this one guy out of California, that Dorner, the cop.
Yeah.
Remember the cop that went
I use that as an example all the time, and everybody's like, well, so?
Yeah, because they don't have, it's like, you know, occasional Cortez, whatever her name is, when the previous director was questioning or, you know, responding to her questions, and he just, you know, slapped her down, and she's like, okay. Yeah, I mean, that's that argument, the Dorner argument, is people can't respond to it. They don't know how to respond to it because it was one person that basically shut down large sections of California.
Yeah. Had the 25,000-man LAPD shooting at anything that was shaped like a pickup truck, no matter who was sitting in it, no matter what they were doing. They killed, how many cars they killed that day when they were shooting at the pickup truck? Three or four of them? An apartment building? Yeah.
Yeah, those two Asian newspaper ladies that were driving around in that Speedway blue Tacoma got shot up, and it's amazing that they didn't die because that truck was just jacked with bullet holes. But you know, if
234 rounds expended.
Yeah, if you had 25 Dorners, I mean, you're shutting the state down.
Yeah,
and if you had those in each state, I mean, it's going to be way more than that. If people literally, they might get away with it the first couple times, but once you know they can't stop the internet, once the signal spreads. People are going to say, no, we're not going to do this and take appropriate countermeasures. We're just not going to put up with it. You know, we fought a civil war over this kind of stuff. And I just find it preposterous. You really want us to repeat history again? It just doesn't make any sense. Like, what are you going to do? You know, it just doesn't make any sense. But I guess if it doesn't make sense, that's most likely what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the other thing is that another thing that I point out is the Dallas attack where the Dallas PD was targeted while they were guarding the Black Lives Matter and targeted by a guy that was not, he was not Rambo.
Nope.
But he understood one thing and it was one very important thing. He knew how to, I don't know if he thought about this, but you know, when you're in a place with a lot of buildings and everything, if you pull the trigger one time, that sounds like three or four shots just went off.
Yep. Got all the reverberation.
Yep. And then, he also understood that, you know, you don't hide behind cover, right? You're not kissing it. You have a relationship with it, but you're far off of it. And he was juking and jiving and just executing cops.
Yep.
And they had to put explosives on a drone and roll it in there to him and blow him up.
Yes,
because they couldn't engage him.
I actually requested that robot footage. And it's funny is when I requested it from the state of Texas, the state objected to it, and Remotech, the people that built that robot, were like, yeah, send it out. We want everyone to see what the robots can do.
Yeah.
And then the state attorney general quashed my request, and I unfortunately don't have that guy's last moments of his life, you know, getting blown up by that robot bomb. So what a shame.
I had no issue with them doing that. I actually thought that was quite imaginative. You know, when you're in a combat situation, which they were sort of in a urban combat situation, you gotta figure out a way to make it work. Plan A and plan B, C and D, they're going out the window. So you gotta come up with something that's gonna work.
Adapt
you gotta adapt. That's right.
They did.
So, just like Arlie Ermey says. So,
that's right.
I actually had that conversation in large part because of just for the mental exercise of it. But, you know, you tell somebody, people think that the cops will roll. Aren't they the ones the leftists throw under the bus?
Yes. I mean, I think the right is far more supportive of law enforcement than the left is. I mean, I don't know if you saw the video today of the two NYPD cops getting buckets of water thrown on them and buckets thrown on them up in, was it the Bronx?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just like, you do that at me, we're going to have a different outcome down here. So I can't imagine them allowing that type of lawlessness to go on. But, you know, de Blasio is not pro-law enforcement. He's anti-law enforcement. And all this stuff just boggles my mind that, you know, they're going to serve and protect de Blasio at all costs, and then he's out there trash-talking them, and yet they're still, you know, those, God bless them, those police officers up there, because I would not have the patience to be, you know, spit on, thrown water on. I mean, who knows if it's actual water? What if it's something else? Who knows? But
could be acid.
Would not be me. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. We're about to run out of time. We'll have to circle back. I had just so many things I wanted to ask you, but we've run out of time. So, and typically, I don't ever put anything out about Stephen because Stephen fights a fight that only Stephen can fight. I mean, this is a highly, highly developed specialist here going out and taking the fight to him. So, we'll stay in touch.
Yes, sir. We'll do. I'll let you know when I get my next case filed.
There you go.
All right, sir. Have a good one.
Hour number two is inbound. Coming up next, the recap from The Truth About Guns. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.